They say a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Luckily, certification exams are more forgiving because it's the average strength of all your questions that matters. Knowing that framing creates your strategy, build the strongest bank of questions you can, then cut the weak ones. From SME expertise to strong questions, subject matter experts, SMEs, the practitioners and specialists who supply the content knowledge behind an exam, know the material, but they're almost always novices at writing defensible test questions. That's not a criticism, it's a different skill. I'm still amazed that in a century of question writing research, nobody has run a controlled study of which training method actually produces better writers. Left unstructured, SMEs write questions that need a lot of cleanup, confusing, ungrammatical, too easy, too hard, or off target. There's no great research telling us the single best way to train them out of it. What works, in our experience, is a structured process with discrete, checkable steps that generate specific feedback, clarify the target competency. Configure multi-factor authentication for remote users is testable. Security is not. Decide the cognitive level. Recall, application or complex problem solving. Multiple choice questions measure higher order thinking fine when the scenario is realistic and the options require a decision, not a definition. Draft a question that stands alone. Which of the following is correct tells the candidate nothing. Anchor it in a short scenario instead. Write the correct answer first, then the wrong answers. Those should represent plausible mistakes real practitioners make, not statements a first year could rule out on vocabulary alone. Run a quality checklist, single best answer, similar length options, no unnecessary negatives. To document the background of the question, include these sub-steps, or use a guided platform like Certiverse that can build them directly into the workflow. Require the competency and blueprint link before writing. Require a rationale for every wrong answer. This alone exposes which ones aren't plausible, and require at least one reference per question. Bringing AI into exam development without losing control. The question I get most often these days is what exam development tasks AI can help with, often with a side of concern that the pace of change in AI is daunting, yet there is a fear of missing the boat. I think asking AI to write first drafts of your items and review edits is an easy way to include AI to make SE work more efficient. In my research, AI can, inside the same guardrails you'd apply to a new, prolific, occasionally overconfident writer, write items well. While AI is useful for producing drafts, it isn't a substitute for review or professional judgment, at least not yet. AI-assisted drafting reduces time to a first draft and increases volume during a writing campaign, especially for SMEs new to the work. It doesn't eliminate the need for review. Drafts can carry outdated references, region-specific assumptions, or answers that are subtly wrong in ways a domain expert will catch. If you're mixing AI-drafted and human-drafted questions, record the source for each one, and make sure every question gets reviewed carefully for accuracy and bias, regardless of where it came from. Beta testing your questions. Want to know what the secret weapon for making your exams better? It's beta testing your exam. No matter how carefully you scrutinize an exam question, having a sample of candidates sit the exam and then analyzing that data is the best way to produce high-quality exams. A beta exam mirrors your live exam, except longer, with delayed score reporting. You recruit real candidates to take it under close-to-operational conditions, then hold their scores while you analyze the results and remove weak questions before anyone's pass or fail decision depends on them. Not to toot our horn too loudly, but many vendors' platforms thwart beta exams. There are fees. There are delays. Certiverse makes this critically important step easy. Our platform will select items for your beta exam. Publishing your beta exam so your candidates can sign up is just a few minutes of work. Later, when you close your beta exam window, you can run a report to see which items are weak. And when you have your operational forms, it's a few more minutes to rescore your beta candidates onto those live forms with live results. After launch, keep testing new questions the same way. Reserve a portion of each exam's questions as unscored trial questions mixed in with the scored ones. If an exam has 50 scored questions, add 10 unscored ones so candidates answer 60 total, without knowing which is which. Rotate the trial questions periodically. At a 20% trial rate, 5 or 6 rotations effectively produce a new exam form. On the Certiverse platform, this kind of testing keeps about 93% of new questions, on average. That sounds like almost all of them, but skipping this step means a 50-question exam would likely include 4 questions that shouldn't be there. A practical roadmap. If you're building your first exam program, the path is fairly linear. Clarify your blueprint and competency statements so authors can align every question to them. Adopt a simple, evidence-backed checklist to gauge quality. Require focused peer review of each question. Test new forms and use basic statistics, percentage of candidates who got a question right, and whether stronger candidates outperform weaker ones on it, to accept, revise, or retire questions, and layer in AI-assisted drafting only once those fundamentals are solid. The pattern holds at any program size. The work you put in at the question level is what makes your scores defensible later. Get the questions right, and the rest of the exam mostly takes care of itself.